Next to my Lord Supreme, I love my soul without fail. Every morning my Lord wants me to share with him all my sweet dreams of the previous night. We have the right to do the right thing and be the right person, and never to do the wrong thing and be the wrong person. Those who are dear to God are examined by God's eye and loved by God's heart every day in a special way. I love God because that is the only thing worth doing. I am more than willing to be homeless rather than heartless. I have everything that the outer world can give. What I need now is my inner world fulfillment. Do not be proud. Do not be ashamed. Go forward with humility and courage. The mind enjoys being a God fault finder. The heart enjoys being a God truth establisher. Do not try to imitate God. You will badly fail. Do not try to interpret God. You will sadly fail. Love God and become God. This is all God wants from you. My mind, stop paying attention to ignorance night. When I look at my unaspiring vital, I see that it is all topsy-turvy. Anything that is excellent is beautiful and powerful forever. God tells me that my heart tears are made of his own sweetness. We must always come to grips with all adversities within and without us. The power of imagination can never be measured. Man's mind showed me the existence of death. God's heart shows me the existence of immortality. Since we live under the same God compassion-flooded sky, can we not all sing together God's glory all the time? I came into the world for the perfection of my life and not for the correction of humankind. From the spiritual point of view, desire itself is an inner disaster. The mind's aversion to God obedience is shockingly deplorable. O my mind, try to live beyond the world of rumor if you want to have peace in your heart. Every morning, my Lord's compassion eye draws a very big circle to protect my body, vital, mind, and heart. How far do I have to go, my Lord? My child, you do not have to go anywhere. Just stay where you are and become what I want you to become. shut the mind door, shut as hard as possible. Open the heart door, open as quickly as possible. Without God awareness, our life is empty of God fullness. Smile and smile and smile. You will win the race against your enemies. I do not know why and how I am now out of touch with my Lord's forgiveness heart. No more shall I allow my mind to be haunted by ceaseless doubt. The moment I enter into my heart, it shows me its garden beauty. The moment I enter into my mind, it shows me its desert barrenness and futility. God comes every morning to carry us and place us at the top of our aspiration tower. To my great joy, my self-indulgence time has expired. I must put an end to my desire life. I must. The divinity of my soul towers above the rest of my spiritual family. God tells me that I must not be less than the very best. The divine in me is sleeping. The human in me is hiding from God's life. My Lord, do give me indomitable inner courage to fight against all my outer difficulties. I must do everything today, here and now. What if tomorrow's dawn never arrives? Without newness discovery, we cannot grow into the prosperity of fullness. Simplicity, sincerity, and humility always get less credit than they rightly deserve. The very process of the mind's thinking is useless. God calls, but I am either busy or I do not answer. The impatience of the vital is a destruction force. The insincerity, impurity thieves have to be caught red-handed. As there are infinite realities, even so there are infinite possibilities and infinite ways to achieve our goals. Perseverance never accepts defeat. I am sure God will become crazy if he accepts all my mind complaints. God expects every human heart to be a God hero warrior. If I really love God, there can be no invisibility curtain between me and God. Take your heart with you on your way to God's celestial abode. Then you will not get lost. Alas, every day my mind refuses to accept God's open invitation. Everybody's life is being shaped by the invisible hand of fate. The heart is always in search of the soul's garden. God does want to have ready-made seekers, but where are they? God wants me to have a love that knows no limits and knows no end. Perfection always comes with tiny progress steps. Someday is the wrong word. Here and now are the right words. I clearly remember the day, the hour, and the moment when my soul awakened my sleeping heart. In the spiritual life, we must never be afraid of the distance while we are walking along eternity's road. How carefully my Lord has preserved my soul treasures inside my heart. A gratitude heart means a true happiness life. A oneness heart invariably spreads peace allwhere. We ask God questions without answering His questions. Right from today, I must reduce my world possession greed. I simply adore the mind that knows no complaints. Every morning, God asks me if my eagerness heart is in working order. I have replaced my mind ambition with my heart aspiration. My Lord, out of His infinite bounty, has given me the inner strength and courage for any crisis. A God-intoxicated seeker knows not attachment fetters. Infinite thrill takes me to the feet of my Lord Supreme. My Lord's vision eye has irresistible sweetness beauty. To have a living master is to have a safe harbor. Only the aspiring heart can hear God's pin-drop silence footsteps. When I feel love, devotion, surrender in the depths of my heart, I see God right in front of me. Loyalty and surrender are two most rare achievements. If we do not have the inner strength to plunge deep within, our goal shall always remain a far cry. A oneness heart is the beauty and perfection of fullness. Each soulful song comes down from a very sublime height. The beauty and fragrance of faith shall carry us to our cherished destination. When God sings in my heart, I do not have to go to the destination. The destination itself comes to me. O my mind, you know only one thing: obligation, obligation, obligation. O my vital, you know only one thing: pressure, pressure, pressure. God shows me his forgiveness feet, but alas, where is my remorse heart? God, doubters will suffer fulfillment, starvation, death. The very nature of the heart is to love God the Creator and serve God the creation. O my mind, there will be no next time. Therefore, do not wait for the next time. May my gratitude heart fragrance spread throughout the length and breadth of the world. Separativity is bound to have the taste of insecurity. God love laws must soon be established on earth. Each ego thought is a destructive blow. Greatness loves to be published immediately. Goodness loves to remain unpublished permanently. A quality cherished by very few human beings: optimism. What can poor God do? He is always occupied. Therefore, he has no time to listen to my constantly barking mind. We must remove the doubt ghost from our mind. Be careful, O seeker. When great honors are thrust upon you, you may forget the very existence of God. A gratitude heart remains unparalleled. There is no such thing as the penalty of a failure life. Every day pray at least 3 times along with all your outer activities. Do not display, O mind, your hesitation exhibit. Nobody is going to appreciate you. Finally, my vital is emerging from its self-imposed depression. I do not know how I tolerate myself when I do not fight against the senseless waste of time. I live between my God attention mind and my God devotion heart. God tells me that he dislikes my answering machine far beyond my imagination. To go within is to see peace. To dive and live within is to become peace. May my heart boat sail perpetually on the rainbow of hope. God eagerness is the fastest elevator. Do not go to the length of disliking the outer life. The outer life has to be the perfect replica of the inner life, the life of light and love. Be not a stark fool. Your God anger will accomplish nothing. Remember, earth is God's body. Be extremely careful and soulful. When the heart implores, God asks the heart to explore. God is always eager to give his address, to redress our suffering. O my mind, stop plotting. Start listening to the voice within. O my mind, you will get nothing by examining God's way of life in minute detail. Finally, I have given up taking my mind's side. I shall now only take my heart's side. Alas, my spiritual life has been under renovation for a long time. We must ask our devotion heart to faithfully escort us to God's feet. Faith invokes God's grace. God's grace transforms man's life. Even an iota of self-pride can destroy all our divine virtues. A curiosity life is an unhealthy experience. He who desires only miracles in his life will not attain anything significant. We must compose our heart songs with all our devotion. To experience the beauty of life, we must develop a oneness heart. The mind cannot measure the pinnacle height of humility. Oh, my vital, nobody forces you to remain all the time alone and discouraged. Never believe in the life called permanent God dissatisfaction. Since I do not pray and meditate regularly, how can I expect God's arrival at my heart door? Our aspiration can be busy doing other things, but God's compassion is never busy. God withdrawal is the worst possible suffering in a seeker's life. My Lord of compassion saves me every day from my own inner storms. God separation misery is impossible to describe. my soul, my heart, my mind, my vital, even my body are jointly doing everything to hasten our Lord's arrival. If we pray and meditate every day, then we will not suffer from God separation starvation. O seeker, you have two clocks, the inner and the outer. Nothing will happen if the outer clock fails, but if the inner clock fails, you will be totally lost. If you want God heroism in your life, then shun your egoism. For self-improvement, the tears of the heart must come to the fore. If faith is real, then it does not brook any delay. We cannot exhaust the compassion of God's vision eye. Any fear is a tragic experience. God does not want me to drown in the sea of my tears. He wants me to offer my sleepless tears to Him. Proceed, my God, forgetful lethargy body, proceed. All the lights are now green. The best surprise we can give God is to become a God-willing heart. A gratitude heart can never displease God. Slowly, steadily, and devotedly we must walk towards the destined goal. When I speak ill of the world, I just add more pain to God's headache. Selflessness is a seeker's greatest speciality. If we have a positive mind, then nothing will be able to stop us from loving God. I must sweep clean my heart temple every day. My God adoration love has to be intense. My life is for God amusement. God's life is for my enlightenment. Every good thought is a lap around my aspiration track. My heart every morning cries for the presence of my beloved Supreme. I need a burning yearning to see the feet of my Lord Supreme. The mind has its clever ways to surprise the heart. The heart has its wise ways to astonish the mind. A good many years ago, my Lord Supreme arrived. Alas, where was I then? Every day offers a new hope that I will become a choice child of God. May my heart every day collect and treasure the dust of my Lord's feet. To God, Nothing is more important than my heart's smiles. God promises to me that He will keep my aspiration life under the protection of His omnipotent will. God's surrender jumps over all the hurdles of life. My heart is a faithful student of my Lord's feet. Anything that God does, He does tirelessly and self-givingly. God summons. My obedient heart jumps up in ecstasy. God loves us more when we intrude upon His solitude. Every morning, God becomes His boundless compassion net. In my inner life, what I need is courage. In my outer life, what I need is encouragement. Ignorance hates my gratitude heart and my cheerfulness mind. A truly aspiring heart knows no negativity or criticism. God's forgiveness hour is decided by God's compassion eye. My heart celebrates my Lord's victory with every breath. God's will wants us to be cheerful and peaceful all the time. My heart immediately obeys not only God's commands, but also His whims. The greatest prize a seeker can win is God's sunburst smile. From life to life, my soul sings in God's heart. An aspiration heart must shun the babbling and gossiping mouth. Unveil insecurity, it will immediately disappear. Yesterday's expectation dreams have today become oblivion realities. I must spend all my time with my silence friend. When I disobey God, I just expand my own ego graveyard. The mind loves to remain captured in confusion's snare. On my God-pleasing list, I place my gratitude heart to God first. Remain silent. Your patience will do the work infinitely better. I am a God messenger of optimism. Exciting, illumining, and fulfilling is my self-discovery voyage. Surrender is my life's unfinished task. My aspiring heart has nothing to do with the God criticism mind. My mind likes to enjoy self-glorification all the time. Whoever plays for God is bound to win. My life trains with two champions, the soul and the heart. When the worst crisis takes place, the mind becomes the prime suspect. I am extremely proud of my doubt-deceiver mind.